This week on the arts page, Jamaica 55 Festival Fashion Flair set for Wednesday, August 2. And later, Theme for English B by Langston Hughes from our Poet Laureate feature. Stay tuned. It's getting closer to the grand celebration of Jamaica's 55th year of independence, and a flurry of activities will be held leading up to the main event. The overall theme for Jamaica 55 is celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad, with the view of inviting members of the diaspora to share in the experience. On the list of scheduled events is the Festival Fashion Flair, where emphasis is placed on this year's festive colors: black, green, gold, and red, with emerald signifying our 55th year.
The black, for resilience, for our strength, and for our pride. The emerald, which of course 55 is the emerald, and we're nurturing, we have that natural beauty, that the groundedness of Jamaicans. The gold symbolizes the success, that we're, you know, we're successful, we're winners. We have so many achievements in sport and in other areas, medicine, so the gold stands for that. And the red vibes is enough and plenty, we are creative, we're lively. So we want to bring out, you know, persons would wear that color or any combination during the Independence Festival celebration.
Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Stephen Davidson. This year's festival fashion theme is Wear the Vibes, it's Jamaica 55.
It is a complete fashion show that we're, you know, placing emphasis on the styles. We have models from the Miss Universe Jamaica competition. They'll be on show, as well as other models. And we have various designers, local designers, who will be showcasing, you know, their different pieces. You know, we have different persons from all over.
All roads will lead to the National Arena on Wednesday, August 2, where models will be wearing the likes of Courtney Washington, Mutamba, Paula Herlock, Indigo Caftans, Shades of Africa, Minka, Mushroom, Heather Lane, just to name a few. Last year's event was themed Fashion Greets Music, merging a concert showcase with the fashion show. But this year, Mr. Davidson says it's all about couture.
Last year we had a mixture of music and fashion, and it was very successful. We fused it actually with another event called Reggae to Rio. And again, based on the fashion theme and based on what local designers were producing, we kind of put that on show. For this year's show, it's the main focus is the fashion, is the designs, you know, giving more emphasis to that industry.
And if you're interested in an item in the fashion show, the designers will be on hand to take orders.
The main shows will take place, the Festival Fashion Flair, including all the nightly shows, take place in the arena. But outside on the grounds of the National Stadium, we'll have that promenade, that village of, well, with the food court, with Kiddies Village, with different rides and attractions, different displays and exhibitions.
Most other activities for Jamaica 55 will take place in and around the Independence Park. Mr. Davidson says there was a need to move the celebrations from Ronnie Williams because of the growing support for the events, which translates to the need for more space. Other activities for Jamaica 55 include Standing Ovation, which takes place this Saturday, July 29, starting at 8 p.m., the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition, which happens on July 30, beginning at 7 p.m., the Festival Queen Competition on Emancipation Day, starting at 8 p.m., Mellow Go Round on the 3rd, Reggae World Dance Championships on the 4th, Kingston Reggae Night on August 5, and Grand Gala on August 6. All but the Grand Gala will attract an entrance fee, so call the JCDC office for ticket information at 926-572-629. From our poetry books this week, here is an excerpt from Theme for English B, part of our Poet Laureate feature.
Theme for English B by Langston Hughes. The instructor said, "Go home and write a page tonight, and let that page come out of you. Then will it be true?" I wonder if it's that simple. I am 22, colored, born in Winston-Salem. I went to school there, then Durham, then here to this college on the hill above Harlem. I am the only colored student in my class. The steps from the hill lead down into Harlem, through a park, then I cross St. Nicholas, 8th Avenue, 7th, and I come to the Y, the Harlem Branch Y, where I take the elevator up to my room, sit down, and write this page.
Join us every last Friday to hear more poems from our poetry books, part of the Poet Laureate feature. And that's how we wrap things up this week. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.